From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The man accused of killing nine people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, has appeared in federal court. NPR's Kat Chow reports 21-year-old Dylan Roof faces 33 federal charges that include hate crimes and obstructing the practice of religion.
Roof pleaded not guilty today to the federal charges. This is in addition to multiple counts of murder and other charges brought by the state. Most of the federal charges against Dylan Roof could carry the death penalty. Justice Department officials recently said they had not yet decided whether to seek it. Stephen Bright is the president of the Southern Center for Human Rights.
Whether the prosecutors decide to seek the death penalty will probably depend upon, you know, what the community and what the people in the church and families feel like is appropriate.
His attorney indicated that Roof is ready to plead guilty, but is waiting to find out whether federal or state prosecutors will pursue the death penalty option. Kat Chow, NPR News.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is calling for an end to the Cuban trade embargo as the U.S. and Cuba embark on full diplomatic relations. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports Clinton made the issue the focus of a speech on the home turf of two Republican candidates.
In a statement released by her campaign last night, Hillary Clinton said former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Florida Senator Marco Rubio favor a policy of, quote, failed isolationism. During a campaign stop in Miami, she argued that lifting the embargo would strengthen American influence in Cuba, and she took on her GOP rivals.
They refuse to learn the lessons of the past or pay attention to what's worked and what hasn't. For them, ideology trumps evidence, and so they remain incapable of moving us forward.
In a statement, Bush says it's insulting to many residents of Miami for Clinton to come and, quote, endorse a retreat in the struggle for democracy in Cuba. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities are taking a piece of airplane debris to France. Investigators will try to determine if it's from the Malaysia Airlines flight that went missing last year. Part of the wing washed ashore on the Indian Ocean island of Réunion. Here's the BBC's Milton Nkosi.
The plane debris is being prepared to be flown to France for verification. There is no confirmation whether the authorities here on Réunion Island will embark on a search for more debris into the Indian Ocean. This coastline is about 3,000 miles away from the search area.
The BBC's Milton Nkosi reporting. All things considered, book reviewer Alan Chews has died. He was in a car accident 2 weeks ago and passed away this morning. For some 30 years, Chews told NPR listeners what was worth reading and what was not. He also taught at numerous universities and found the time to write five novels of his own, as well as short stories and novellas. Alan Chews was 75 years old. You're listening to NPR News. Hundreds more California residents are evacuated because of a 21-square-mile wildfire burning north of San Francisco. It has destroyed at least three homes. At least a dozen other fires are burning across the state, fueled by drought conditions. Most Californians appear to be responding aggressively, though, to the threat posed to the water supply. NPR's Kirk Sigler says new state data show water use has fallen 27% from 2 years ago.
They show that Californians are taking the severity of this drought seriously. Now, some cities even cut their water consumption by more than 45% across the board. And there are some areas that also hardly cut their water use at all, and it's likely they're going to face fines in the coming months if that's not turned around.
NPR's Kirk Sigler. Olympic officials are choosing Beijing, China to host a 2022 Winter Olympics over Almaty, Kazakhstan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the Chinese capital becomes the first city ever to host both summer and winter games.
In the end, the International Olympic Committee's vote was close, 44-40 in Beijing's favor. In a pre-taped address, President Xi Jinping said that if chosen, China would honor all the pledges it made in its bid. He added that putting on a great show was the common wish of China's 1.3 billion people. Skiing events will be held in the city of Zhangjiakou, some 120 miles northwest of Beijing, and a high-speed railroad will be built to connect the two cities. China has dismissed concerns about both its human rights record and the need to make snow for ski slopes in Beijing's normally bone-dry winters. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.